Chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why? Why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My regular listeners know that I only play that when someone close to me has passed. My friend Paul Martin passed away last night up there in Colorado. Very dear friend. Paul helped me put on the speaking engagements I had there in Colorado. I don't know how many times, five times, six times. Former Marine, great guy, smart guy, tough guy. I knew that Paul had some health issues. I didn't know how severe they were. I just got notice from one of our listeners this morning that Paul passed last night. So we will continue. That's what Paul would want. We will continue the show. And take your questions, calls, and comments at 512-248-8252. It's not easy losing a close friend. It's not easy at all. We all go through it. It's part of life. And finding out when you're live on the air is probably one of the harder things to deal with. And I regret opening that email during the show. But I'll be calling Paul's widow before the day is over to find out what the arrangements are. I'm not going to be going to travel into Colorado for whatever memorial service there'll be. But I will make sure that his widow knows that I'm thinking about her and that somebody cares. Looks like we may have still a caller on hold here. It looks like, do we still have Pat in Fort Worth? Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I'm sorry about your friend. I've been a lot of that stuff happening lately. I wanted to tell people that we did have here Sunday morning about 11:15. There was a Navy training jet that crashed into three homes in Lake Worth, Texas. There's a lot on it, but they don't know why, of course. You know, they're going to really look that over before they talk about it. But they both bailed out, the instructor, both of them were injured, but the pilot parachuted onto a power line, and he was severely burned. I mean, the student was severely burned, probably still needs prayer, but they said he's got to recover. And it was called a T-45, Navy T-45 Ghost Hawk routine training out of Kingsville, Texas, about 450 miles away. And I don't know, nobody on the ground was hurt. Maybe they were at church, 11:15 in the morning. But it's a lot of news, but a little, you can go to Conservapedia, and there's a whole lot about it because of all kind of people reporting, you know, military and everything. But, of course, you know, I don't know that he had either one. But see, usually when you have a trainer, don't they take over if something happens to the student?
Well, that's what the instructor, you know, the instructor, I've had some flight training myself, and the instructor is always there to take control of the aircraft.
So we don't know what happened. It exploded into flames. But so far, nobody had, well, I haven't technically, you know, pursued it, but I know it's out there to be pursued eventually because... three homes. I heard in the beginning for somebody who told me that they were destroyed, but nobody was hurt. So that they said it could have been a whole lot worse. Of course,
it could have been. Obviously. Okay.
I don't.
Well, thank you for the report. Anything else, Pat? I think we got the information. Anything else on that?
I've heard of people riding the plane down to keep from hitting. Neighborhoods, but in this case, I think everything worked out better because they might not have made it at all. I mean, you know, just ride it down and crash with it. I just want to throw that in there.
Okay, thank you, Pat. We appreciate your call. Call number is 512-248-8252. My home here in Davidsville, Missouri, is at the edge of an MOA, military operational area, on the FAA navigation charts. Those are designated in purple. Aircraft that want to travel over this area have to get permission from the FAA to do so. When there's training taking place, it's an air show. I've seen F-15s, A-10 Warthogs, other high-performance jet aircraft doing their training here. They have practice dogfights, dropping flares, doing their loop-de-loops. You know, it's been 8 or 10 years ago. The wing of an F-15 came off during training. The pilot survived the crash. My neighbors, my hillbilly neighbors, got on their ATVs to get to the crash site, which they did, and they secured the crash site until the proper authorities were there to take over. And the wing literally came off the F-15. It had been in service too long, too much metal fatigue for too long a time, and the wing just fell off the aircraft. How about that? I know some of the men who responded to that, and it was quite a story at the time. I believe the pilot suffered a back injury. I don't know. If he's made a full recovery and back on flight status or not. It costs more than $1 million to take a person, a man or a woman, and train them to the point where they can fly a high-performance jet aircraft. It's a very expensive process. Weekend coming up, let's take Dr. Pete's advice to heart about physical fitness. Now, he's a very physically fit young man. He looks like he could be a linebacker. He's got that physique of a linebacker, a very physically fit young man. He practices what he preaches. He stays in shape, works out every day. I do a workout every day myself. I do the same workout that I did as a teenager when I was running track. My stretching, my crunches, my push-ups, and so forth. And we got a caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. I just wanted to tell you I sympathize with you, and your friend passed away, and his family, of course. And judging from your emotional response, I would, you might want to reconsider going out there. Maybe just take a day or two off, But at any rate, it seems like he was very important to you. So what I'm actually calling about, though, is a little bit different. The other day I read something that it has to do with the COVID situation. I guess we're all getting kind of tired of this COVID stuff, but it keeps coming. But this woman, I mentioned her the other day, her name is Jessica Rose. She's a PhD, and she has degrees in applied mathematics, immunology, computational biology, molecular biology, and biochemistry. And she's very qualified to do what she's doing here. And what she's done is she's using the VAERS data that the VAERS reporting system uses. She's not, saying, okay, we're going to multiply this by 0% or 10%, which I think is valid because of the Harvard studies that were done. But she doesn't do that. She uses their data that they give only. And I wanted to read to you what I didn't get across the other day was I didn't have time was to read off a few of the things that she lists here. Because I think they're very important, and and this is using VAERS data. And so I want to begin by reading off some of this stuff. It's not very long, so it won't take too long. But she says between 2011 and 2020, the number of VAERS reports ranged from 25,408 and 49,412 for all vaccines. Okay, that's for all vaccines. And then she goes on to say in 2021, with the rollout of the COVID shots, the number of VAERS reports have shot up to 521,667. And that is as of September the 3rd, 2021. And that's for the COVID shots alone. That's not all vaccines. That's just for the COVID shots. And then she goes on and she says that between 2011 and 2020, the total numbers of deaths reported to VAERS, ranged between 120 and 183. And she goes on, as of September the 3rd, that death toll has risen to 7,662. All right, and then she goes on that cardiovascular, neurological, and immunological adverse events are being reported at rates never before seen. And she says the estimated underreporting factor for the VAERS system is 31. So we all say they underreported 0 to 10%, and I go with that number, but she's using their official data, and she says 31. She says, using the URF, the data toll from COVID shots is calculated to be 205,809 as of August the 27th, 2021. Bell's palsy reports 81,747. Herpes zoster infection 149,017. Paresthesia is 305,660, and breakthrough COVID is 365,955, and myalgia 528,457, and life-threatening events 230,111.13, and permanent disabilities 221,691, and birth defects 7,998. Those numbers are just from the COVID vaccines. If that's not, you know, I don't know how anyone can say that these vaccines are successful. You know, that's beyond belief. Also, I wanted to just comment that the other day you were talking about food shortages. I don't know if you knew it, but from what I've heard, Burger King has had to stop their fries temporarily because they can't get the potatoes. And other fast food restaurants are having the same problems, including schools and, you know, where they serve lunches and stuff like that. They can't get the potatoes either. So we're seeing a lot of shortages going on. Also, there's a report that there's 60,000 immigrants coming from Central America right now, too. From different sources are reporting that. So I just wanted to check in with you guys and let you know. Okay. I hope you...
Well, that's very disturbing information, to say at least, Charlie, and we appreciate you getting that to us. Can you send me a link with that information to my email, please?
Oh, I sure can. Certainly. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Charlie. All right. The call number is 512-248-8252. Life goes on. Life goes on. It's an unexpected death is always a shock. And we have to recognize that for what it is. Remember our friends and loved ones that have passed away, and celebrate their lives. That's what I do, and I'm sure majority of you do the same thing. The media is hammering on the entire COVID shot thing, the clot shot, as I like to call it. Making fun of those who use ivermectin, calling it horse dewormer. Well, it's been approved by the FDA for human use for decades. It's one of the safest medications that there is. But they make fun of it. Horse dewormer. Well, it can be used for that also. That's another use. I bought my ivermectin in July of last year. And I got it. And I haven't needed it. If I need it, I got it. Otherwise, I make use of the ivermectin protocols without using the ivermectin. That's a free download at my website, by the way. I'm not at risk, so I don't need the ivermectin. If I got the COVID-19, of course I would use it. But my goal is to stay healthy, and that's why I use the ivermectin protocols without the ivermectin. What's in there is inexpensive, can't cause any harm, easy to get your hands on. It's all non-prescription, by the way. So, you folks do what you think you need to do. I'm doing what I think I need to do. I hope you reach the same conclusion. That's your choice. I respect that. We all have choices to make. While my wife could still talk about 6 or 8 weeks before she passed in June of 2019, she asked me, she said, "Honey, are you mad at me? Because I haven't taken the apricot kernels every day for the last 20 years like you have." I said, "No, babe, I'm not mad at you. I'm sad, I'm disappointed, but I'm not angry with you. That was your choice." Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
And we are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Yes, I repeat this a lot because I believe in these products. I use them myself to protect my home, my car, and you can do that. My generator. You can do the same thing, and a great discount on each piece of equipment you get at my website. I got notice yesterday that Steve Quayle was in a hospital with double pneumonia. He visited with that pastor from Canada at the airport. Within 3 hours of that visit, he started feeling bad, and he's in the hospital with double pneumonia. That's a very serious thing. We need prayers for Steve Quayle. I've known Steve Quayle since I first started interviewing Steve in the late 1990s. I began radio in 1995, WGNU 920 on the AM dial in St. Louis. And I interviewed Steve on there quite a few times in the mid to late 90s. So I've known Steve a long time. He's a great guy, hard worker, prolific author, very prolific author. I don't know how many books he's authored. It's by me, maybe 15 or 20. It's a bunch. He apologized to me recently that he neglected to invite me to one of the last in-person conferences that he organized before COVID, and everything went to virtual conferences. I've done a couple of them. I don't particularly care for them. I like to have a live audience in front of me, not a TV camera. Anyway, prayers requested for Steve Quayle, dealing with being in the hospital with double pneumonia. I don't have any further updates right now. If I get some over the weekend, perhaps I can report those to you this coming Monday. And we do have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. I was at the Republican meeting last night, the Lincoln Dinner fundraiser. A gentleman sitting next to me, same age I am, walking with a cane, talking about all the various medical things he's dealing with. Lady sitting next to him, about the same age, maybe a couple of years younger, talking about having a procedure done on her heart recently. The men and women in my high school class, we had a 55-year reunion recently with a planning committee, of which I was part of. I'm the only man on the planning committee who has not had issues requiring medical intervention with his heart. The one guy, he lives pretty far away, so I'm not sure about him. He's a pretty physically fit guy, I believe. It's hard to tell just by looking at somebody. It really is. Very difficult to tell. The consequences of lifestyle and nutrition, they eventually catch up with you. When you're a teenager in your 20s, you certainly have the appearance of being able to eat or not eat anything you choose to. And that's what we do. That's what we did, many of us. I was one of them. I remember I was going out for my first surveillance. This would have been the summer of 73. Without, I'd been trained up and I didn't no longer had an instructor. And I stopped by the supermarket and I picked up a whole bag full of sweet, tasty snacks, candy bars and little pies and all just a whole bag full of stuff to pull an 8-hour shift. I am so glad that I learned about nutrition not long after that, maybe 2 or 3 years later. I learned you can't eat like that. You can't become a sugar addict and avoid the fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh meats and dairy products. I didn't eat dairy products for decades, but once I found out about the health benefits of raw milk, which has been about a year ago, I started consuming raw milk and ghee, which is a butter-like product. Doesn't require refrigeration, by the way. And it's great. I'm just as healthy as ever. Sometimes I'll do a milk fast where the only food I'll consume all day long from morning till night is milk and milk only. And it takes me about maybe 6 full glasses to get through the day, maybe 7. And at the end of the day, I don't feel deprived. I don't feel like I've missed anything. I have all the energy I need to do what I need to do. So that's what works for me, is doing a milk fast maybe once a month or so. And I don't have a set schedule. If I get up in the morning, I feel like, well, maybe I should do a milk fast today. I'll just go ahead and do it. And I eat lunch out a lot, because if I don't, I may interact with a living, breathing human being all day long here at the ranch. So I need that human interaction as well, like any other normal human being. So there's several restaurants I go to, and that's what I do. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is the first day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. You can spend many hours educating yourself, informing yourself, making yourself happy, and having a fun time, make yourself angry, or even sad and upset with some of the information there. It's all there waiting for you to review at thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do private consultations. I look forward to these, helping people to gain clarity, gain focus, to achieve their goals. That's what private consultations are all about. And, of course, the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I'm a pretty healthy guy. I do a lot of protocols to maintain health and have the energy I need to do the things I want to do. At 74 years old, the consequences of what I do are really showing up compared to my peers. It's dramatic. If you want to join me in optimal health and well-being, well, make the lifestyle changes, get your nutrition squared away, and get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Details at my website. You can place your order there using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line. You can send me a check. My address is right there. Here's that toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. And our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. You're on air.
Can you hear me, John?
Go ahead, John. We hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm in Crawford County, Illinois this morning. I've got to agree with you. I just turned 64 a few days ago. I'm in good health, but, you know, it's funny. If you'll just take care of what you have been given, realize that you can't abuse it, stay away from sugars and too much fat, continue to be moving, your body's pretty resilient. But, And I'm literally more healthy than a lot of men half my age. You're watching them struggle to go up staircases. They're getting winded very easily. But the reason I called, John, I'm wondering if you had heard anything about Kilauea erupting, I guess, day before yesterday.
On Hawaiian Islands?
Yes.
Well, is that the big tourist attraction? Isn't it always in some state of eruption, usually just... Looks like pudding coming out of the ground, slowly moving towards the ocean.
Well,
what else is going on? What's happening now?
I suppose, but apparently it's erupting. It started the day before yesterday. I hadn't heard anything about it until a friend of mine let me know. He'd seen it on the news. But it's been rather quiet. I wonder how severe. If anyone has any information, it'd be interesting. As far as La Palma, or Las Palmas, however you pronounce that, is there any more fear or talk of it sliding into the ocean and rolling uphill toward the mainland of North America at speed of sound?
Okay. Well, hopefully we're not going to have that happen. That would be disastrous, wouldn't it?
Well, is there any more word of whether or not it's possible? I haven't. It's gone quite a kind of quiet, hasn't it?
It has. We're talking about La Palma, of course.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Cliff High, who I have a lot of respect for, did an interesting analysis of that. It came to a completely different conclusion about the dangers posed by La Palma. He discounts the severity of it dramatically, which I hope Cliff is right. And I haven't heard much about out of the Canary Islands the last 3 or 4 days, and it seems like you haven't either.
No, I have not. I questioned it to begin with because I don't think, seriously, it's possible when several thousand miles over a period of time it's going to decrease in speed and magnitude. I don't see how a 400-foot tidal wave would rip across the ocean at the speed of sound. 650 miles an hour, we would have a two-hour warning. I just never did buy it. I thought it was, although it may have been a possibility, to me it didn't make sense.
Okay, so, well, it's...
Anyone have any information on that? I'd like to hear that as well.
Right. Well, you may want to watch Cliff High's analysis. It is fascinating. Anything else, John?
Nope, not today. I appreciate you taking my call.
Okay,
and I would agree with you. People need to take care of their bodies. You're only given one. You're supposed to live a long time if you maintain it.
That's right.
Take care.
Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Jerry in Missouri. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, sir. Had a lot of static there. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you fine. No static at all. Go ahead, sir.
It was only on my end, I guess. I would like to relate some information with respect to dairy cows. I have a very good friend, and she is very conservative, and she does her own milking and the whole routine, and that currently this is where I get my milk. And she informed me that in the Biden tax plan that there is... taxing language that says that all dairy cows, including the bulls that are used for breeding to get more, are going to be taxed at a little over $6,000. She also found that regular beef cows are going to be taxed $2,500. Now, this is on top of, you know, they already own their items, you know, their cows. And so I've had a couple of long discussions with her, and obviously she does not have $6,000 per cow, and if she had the $6,000, she wouldn't pay it anyway. So the cow industry, and obviously lots of other industries, have no idea of what is in these new proposals by the communists that are in Congress. So I thought I'd share that with you, because I'm a long-term user of dairy milk, you know, non-processed. And at times it becomes very difficult even to find somebody that will sell to you. I mean, very difficult. I've even in the past offered to buy two cows, and, you know, I'll still buy the milk from you at your current price, and two cows are going to give me more than I need, so I'll give that milk to you. And, you know, tried all kinds of things at times in my life. But I think people just don't have any idea, but there has been a small way to get a handle on this. I saw a video where a Republican was holding up a string-bound stack of all the items that are in this new proposal. It was over 16 inches thick. I'm going to suggest to you that there's no individual on the planet that can tell you what is in, from a legal point of view, this new budget. But anyway, I'm very thankful that this lady provided this information, and she also has other information. She's been in the same location for over 30 years. And, you know, she does not have very much money at all, but she stays very informed with respect to the COVID shots, with the people at various churches, things of that nature in my area that have come down and died and da-da-da-da-da going on. You know, she's not an easy talker. In other words, it's not easy to get her to talk, which is like some people are. So anyway, I'm just here to let you know, from somebody that stays on the subject, that is their current information, and they have actually found, their group has found where they found the exact language. It was $6,000 and some dollars. I don't remember the exact amount. So anyway, you know, the world should know that it's getting ready to change giantly. And, of course, she'll just get rid of her cows. And, you know, we've had discussions about processing them, and just turning them into meat. And, you know, it's not near as good as a beef cow, but it's edible. So anyway, there's people out there that are informed on some very small details, everybody might say, but, you know, if your dairy industry all of a sudden has to pop up $6,000 worth of tax, there's going to be a lot of dairy cows that are not going to be walking around.
Don't get away here, Jerry. I live in cattle country, and I'm surrounded by dairymen and cattlemen, mostly beef cattle. So there's going to be a federal tax on beef cattle and dairy cattle both?
Yes. And the same, $6,000 for dairy and about $2,500 for the beef.
And that's going to go into effect when, sir?
Well, if the language still stands and it's in this $3.5 trillion budget, that budget has phenomenal taxing on people. I don't think people have any understanding what kind of taxing there is. I will tell you that the breakdown of the American debt is at about $215,000 and change per individual in this country. And, you know, they're planning to come back and get that money if they can. And that's the word. I haven't read the language, but we're looking at phenomenal tax increases. You may have a house that's worth $200,000 paid for, and they may come in and say, you've got to pay this, and so now you've got a $200-some thousand mortgage.
Well, there's no federal there's no federal tax on real estate that I'm aware of.
That is what they're talking about with respect to raising the debt limits and providing, you know, equity collateral for the banks to refinance. And this dairy cow is part of that. Now, I haven't read all the other stuff, and I haven't read the exact stuff that this lady has found, but she is not a hysterical type of individual. She does things up with having the data.
We need a reference. We need a section and page number for out of the budget to. This is very important stuff, obviously, here, Jerry. If you can get that information to me, I'd certainly appreciate it.
I'll see her again this coming Thursday, and I'll ask her to see if she'll provide the specific areas that, you know, she and her friends have found. I'll ask her that.
Okay.
I won't push lady, because you don't push this lady, okay? She has to feel comfortable to talk to you. And I've been developing this relationship for over a year with her.
Okay.
So I just thought I'd throw that out there. But when you got 16 inches worth of paper, it's pretty dadgum difficult to figure out what each of those items are.
Absolutely, it would be.
And how they could get applied into law.
All right.
So anyway, I'm not trying to scare anybody.
Just
let everybody know there are proposals that we don't know about. And I would know nothing about certain subjects without this lady. And she is not an extremist. She is non-emotional when she talks. She's all business-like. And if you had to work like she works, I bet you'd be a little more conservative, too.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to share that and, you know, look out for the budget and the debt thing and... You know, I'll try this coming Thursday to see if the lady will pull up her data. And you know, she spends a lot of time on the computer doing research, her and her other friends. But thank you for allowing me to just try and share something with y'all.
Well, we appreciate it, Jerry. That was a very important call. Thank you, sir. Our next caller is Thomas in Texas. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, John. I just wanted to share some information. Like we were talking about, you know, aging and, you know, health, and I often thinking about Genesis 3:22, it mentions the tree of life. We all know about the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but the tree of life was intriguing because basically it says that we had to expel Adam and Eve from the garden lest they eat from the tree and live forever. And as a side note, Stan Deo has done some research where he did soil samples. He did a lot of language, tracking back the language. And in his opinion, he believes Garden of Eden was on Earth. It was in Tanzania in this region called Ngorongoro. So the point is that, in my opinion, I mean, I believe the Bible, the Word of God, to be true. So I believe the tree of life is also true. And that also makes me think, you know, before Adam's, you know, before they ate the fruit, supposedly we would not have died. And that, you know, if we did eat this tree of life, what would that mean? Like, would some of these, like, superheroes from the comic books and stuff, like, they have supernatural healing, like real-time healing, like where they're just, I guess you could say, either immortal, they just, you know, they get cut, they'll get healed instantly. So, I mean, would that be the case, like if we did eat this fruit, for example, and then, you know, a lot of times people are saying that as humans, we yearn to get back to our pre-Adam condition. So we create these, you know, these superheroes maybe as a subconscious way of trying to, you know, relive that vicariously, our, you know, again, our pre fallen state?
Well, it's human nature, I think, for most of us to want to better ourselves, to have a healthier, fuller, longer life. And you know, we can get into a psychological analysis of why superheroes are popular. I'm not sure what purpose that serves, but it's just enough to know that they are, especially with children, of course. As far as the fruit itself from the Garden of Eden, I'm not sure we'll ever figure out what that was. If you find out, let me know, Thomas. I'll pick up some.
Yeah, me too. And just a different note, you know, of the Kandahar giant that Steve Quayle talked about, and there was another a story I heard, like there was a giant somewhere in the Sierra, like mountains. Supposedly moved so fast, like it was abnormally fast, like really difficult to track. And it made me think about, like, a bird. As humans, I believe we're right at one hertz. Like, our frame of reference is pretty much like one 1 to 2 frames per second. We're actually a bit digital in that sense, but birds are, they're so fast, like their awareness, like their frame of reference is about double. So if you're trying to snatch a bird, it's like you're reaching really slow from their perspective. So the point being is that I believe the Genesis 6 narrative, that the giants supposedly had some of these like physical features, and I guess at least according to testimony, at least according to what the battle of the Kandahar giant, the pilot talked about, you know, what he heard. But and then just one last reference, the Book of Giants, which was found in the Dead Sea Scroll. I can hold on. I'll make a quick
hold on. We'll wrap this up after the break. Stay. Hold on here, Thomas.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Thomas, let's continue with your thoughts there, sir.
Yeah, and just a note, I mean, this is a little more than fascination about what I believe is true history, and I mean, it has little practical use, but I was just going to mention the Book of Giants. The Watchers, which were the fathers of these giants, had petitioned Enoch, hey, can you vouch for us on God's, on on our behalf or God. And he said no, because their sin was so great. So they kept having recurring dreams about a tablet of water with some of these fallen angels' names getting dipped in water, come back out. They would see like Noah, and they kept having it over and over. So that's when they talked to Enoch. And so basically Enoch told them, like, there's going to be a great flood. You're all going to die, and there's just no recourse. And so they decided, hey, if we're going to just go out, let's just have a big battle. And so I guess there was, like, you know, the giants decided to annihilate themselves. And if the feats of athleticism are as incredible as they say, I mean, we're talking about people like Hercules, Achilles, the men of renown from history in a huge battle. And again, just as a fascination point, just how incredible would that have been to see that. And also, I guess in closing, I mean, I wish the Tree of Life, we could find it, because this has been, you know, for ages, people have been looking for the Fountain of Youth. And I mean, of course, once we get to heaven, that is, you know, a reward. We have a new heavenly body. And but maybe, you know, this is all God's will, because, you know, why did he create the tree in the first place? But, you know, I can't presume to know every facet of why. But, I mean, you know, here we are trying to do what we can day to day.
Absolutely. That's all we can do, is do the best we can day to day, isn't it, Thomas?
Yeah. You know, but okay. John, you know, thanks for everything. And, I mean, just over the years, just appreciate it. You know, my kids, I mean, so many people are benefiting from your knowledge. Like, I've mentioned this earlier this week, but I save all your shows. They're on Blu-ray, and I mean, every so often I add more to it. But I mean, it's as long as I can. I mean, this knowledge will live on. Your wisdom will live on, and your efforts, you know, are appreciated. So thanks.
Well, thank you, Thomas. We appreciate it. We have maybe time for one quick comment from Eric in New York. We're almost out of time here, Eric.
Yep, gotcha. I just did a quick research project on that claim about the farmers being taxed on the cattle. It looks like it's a dud. There is a methane provision in the Build Back Better Act, but it's geared for the natural gas and oil-producing industry, not farmers. According to Mike Tomko, the Director of Communications for the Farm Bureau, this is not true. It's not going to happen. There's not going to be an individual tax on dairy or beef cattle anywhere in the Rebuild Back Act.
Well, that's good to know. We appreciate the help there, Eric. Thank you very much, sir.
Very good. Check out MSN.
Okay, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. We had a very full week, as always. And I want to ask all of you to make sure you got your everything you need to wrap up your week and have a great, fun, full, productive weekend. And we'll be back Monday morning doing what we do here at Republic Broadcasting. I'll be reaching out to Paul Martin's widow, and we'll get some details from her. Have a great weekend, and God bless America.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.